Hey, we're broadcasting, as I said, live from Sox Fest 2019, the Hilton Chicago, and stepping up to us right now. Now, let me just say this, young man. Dylan Cease is with us. Dylan is... There
Dylan
you go.
Cease here, right, ladies Dylan. And gentlemen.
Hawk Harrelson, now he might have had a cocktail, but Hawk Harrelson was sitting here just a few minutes ago, and we were talking about all the young kids in the coming up through the system to the White Sox, and we said, well, who's your favorite? He said Dylan Cease.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow, that's special.
That is special. That's really nice, special. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's just talk about what, first of all, this is your, is this your first...
Second Sox Fest
total.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Exciting. Yeah, it's really exciting.
And you're, I think when you see, I'd like to actually send him over there
to the garage sale.
You could get into the garage sale.
To the garage sale
because they wouldn't let us in the garage sale
no.
because we're working broadcasters and they only want fans in there. Do you think they would let Dylan Cease into the garage sale?
I think they'd probably someone would say, "Hey, where'd you get that really cool Dylan Cease jersey? I want to get one too that he's wearing right now."
I'd love to see it.
It looks good. Looks good in it, kid. You're looking good in there. You know they got dirt. From Kopech's first start over there, they're selling for $25.
Isn't that great?
So I think you should give that to him for like your grab bag. You
know? Yeah, I'm sure he's already got it.
Speaking of Michael Kopech, these are Rick Hahn's words, not mine. I interviewed Rick Hahn last spring, and I said, "Tell me about Dylan Cease." He says Dylan Cease has as much upside as anybody in our farm system, and I include Michael Kopech in that. We talked to Hawk, we talked to Jason Benetti. Everybody keeps mentioning your name. That's sort of. I know not for diehard White Sox fans, but maybe in the baseball world, gets lost in the shuffle when you are in a farm system that is Eloy Jimenez, that is Michael Kopech. And if you're not familiar with Dylan Cease, he was brought over in the trade between the White Sox and Cubs. He was named MLB Pipeline Pitcher of the Year last year after a dominant season. What's it been like being a part of this rebuild? Because it's like an endless stream of talent in the White Sox farm system, the Kopechs, the Cease, Eloy. What's it been like for you being around these guys? It's got to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that I was with the Cubs when they were, you know, Brian Baez and all them were in the minor leagues. So to actually be a part of this one is, you know, something special for sure.
How often do you communicate with these other guys, whether it's Kopech, whether it's Eloy or Luis Robert was over here signing autographs? Do you guys stay in touch? The clubhouse at spring training last year, when all the prospects were together, was you could just feel something special was brewing. There's a lot of excitement there.
Yeah, well, the guys who speak the same language as me, it's a little bit easier.
right.
Yeah, we stay in touch a pretty good amount, whether it's Snapchat or texting. So,
you've been through Tommy John surgery before, and Michael Kopech obviously dealing with that right now. What sort of encouragement or words have you given Kopech about dealing with that and bouncing back from surgery?
Yeah, I'm personally not worried about it at all because I know how hard he works. So, for me, it's just follow what the trainer's saying, you're going to be good. I mean, he'll be back. He'll be back probably, you know, earlier than he's supposed to be, and, you know, it'll be good.
When you're going about your preparations, we're talking about all this excitement, Dylan, but you just have to worry about yourself, right?
Yes.
I mean, do you remind yourself day in and day out, I just got to take it one step at a time, not to get too far ahead of yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to remind myself. It's what I'm trying to do, you know. It's everyone wants you to, you know, it is exciting, but everyone wants you to really buy into the hype, and, you know, you can get lost in that. So I'm just trying to execute pitches the best that I can.
You have a target date when you want to be making your debut, just like Kopech did last year?
I have it circled in my calendar, actually.
What's the day?
No, I mean, you know, obviously as soon as possible. But like I said, if you start thinking about that, you're going to start not executing pitches, and then all of a sudden, you know, it won't be good. So
trying yourself overstrike, trying to do too much.
Exactly.
Strike out the whole side with one pitch.
I keep it simple.
I keep it simple.
Yeah. I execute pitches, and whatever happens, happens.
Right. Okay, so if the mound dirt is $25 right now, what do you think your mound dirt is worth?
My mound dirt?
Mm-hmm. $25 for a little vial of it.
Mine's $8, maybe.
Oh, come on.
It's like fantasy. It's like fantasy baseball,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know? Be sure to scoop it up, though, because obviously there's some money you could be made there, right?
Maybe the dirt when I faced Ichiro, maybe.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd buy that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, as a lifelong Southsider, I think if you bought all the dirt, it would actually go about 30 feet high. So I'm not sure all of it's actually from the pitching mound. It could be from around there.
Then you can control the supply and demand.
Exactly.
And you can make up stuff. You can make up whatever you want.
Quarter the market on the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm watching people actually kind of thumb through the dirt over there, which is kind of weird. Like they're looking for like did Kopech didn't lose a tooth in there? Did he at any point?
They may think it's some other sort of grass, you know, if it's what I'm talking about here. I don't know.
Well, it is the whole thing is exciting, right? I mean, like you're saying, you don't want to necessarily get sucked into the hype. Obviously, you know, here at a fan fest, I mean, everybody's talking about what it's going to be like. But there is this is a great moment, I think, for baseball, that baseball is so relevant, and that teams, like, you know, as your experience going through the Cubs organization now with the White Sox, you know, you get this idea that, and especially in Chicago. Yeah. This is a religion. It isn't just a pastime.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool that there is so much hope and there's so much excitement with all of us. You know, it's just adds a little bit extra motivation to know that, you know, these people are this serious about it. And so, you know, I'm very grateful for it.
It's 4 degrees and snowing sideways, yeah. And you can't stop White Sox fans from coming out, Dylan. That's pretty cool to see, right?
Yeah. Go White Sox fans,
huh? You know, they're coming from not just the South Side, but a lot of suburbs and even, you know, the states around here. There's a lot of hardcore White Sox fans.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool thing. Puts things into perspective.
Dylan, for fans who haven't seen you pitch a bunch in the minors, is there a player in the pros now that maybe you try to model yourself after? When I watch you pitch, I think of Jake Arrieta. I don't know why. I just do. The mechanics a little bit seem similar. The way the chest tore, I don't know. It just I think Jake Arrieta when I watch you pitch. But is there somebody that you see and you say, I want to be like that, or at least you can draw some comparisons to his game?
I would say any right-handed starting pitcher that's a power guy. Yeah. I've probably watched his YouTube. You know, I mean, those are guys that are fun to watch, the power guys. So I'm trying to just be nasty and throw hard.
Favorite player growing up?
Growing up? Player or pitcher?
Let's go pitcher.
We'll go player. Oh, we'll go player first.
Okay.
I was a huge Alex Rodriguez fan.
Yeah,
huge.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like Chipper Jones, Alex Rodriguez.
Ah, Chipper.
And then, whatever happened to him? Whatever happened to Alex Rodriguez? You never see him in the press or anything.
I know. Yeah. I think he. I don't know if he still lives in the United States. I'm not sure.
I think people forget sometimes the talent that Chipper Jones had. When
that guy was unbelievable,
up, right? Yeah. At 21 years old.
Yeah.
And was, you know, a great
switch
player,
hitting.
So. Yeah, yeah, could do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fun to watch.
I love the fact that you like to be a power pitcher because, I mean, look, yeah. There's nothing wrong. A lot of guys got, you know, 97 different speeds and they like to nibble, and you still got that almost like the old school 60s and 70s pitcher mentality. Here's what I got. Let's see if you can hit it.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, my best versus your best. Let's see who
wins. I love that. I love that.
The good thing is the odds are always stacked in my favor, so it's, yeah, I'm like a casino with better odds.
I like that.
Great.
I guess that kind of, you know, when you look at it, I just cannot imagine, and I was asking this, all right, so from a mound perspective, I was thinking, you know, like when you see a guy like Eloy Jimenez or somebody who's, you know, who's coming up, and these guys are gigantic, and you're stopping and you're thinking, all right, where is the zone here? Where do I have to put this ball so that...
See, I'm not worried about that.
You don't ever think about that. You're just going to go hard.
Yeah, I mean, wherever the glove's at, I'm going to try to hit it. If I don't, I'm going to throw it as hard as I can or make it move as much as I can, and something's going to happen.
Dylan, what do you make of the way games are managed now or approached? I love talking to baseball people about this because there's a lot of debate about bullpenning or managers pulling starting pitchers earlier than they
used to. Especially in the playoffs.
Right. They play matchups. So from your standpoint as a starting pitcher, I'm sure you don't like that as much because I know nobody ever wants to get taken out of a game. But what's your viewpoint on how baseball is being managed and approached game by game, really?
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see how that would be frustrating. Hopefully by that point, you've got enough. You've established yourself enough to where you can say, "Hey, I want to stay in." But for me, I'm just going to do whatever they tell me to do. You know, at the end of the day, I'm trying to be a good teammate and the best player I can be. So
yeah, you want to get to that point where if someone tries to come out in the fourth inning, all 35,000 fans are booing their manager.
Max Scherzer, like they're not taking that guy out.
No, they're
not. Inning. The guy's on second base. You know, he gets to keep going. So you kind of got to earn that, I think. Now,
yep, absolutely.
Don't ever let him take you out, Dylan. Fight till the end. Fight till the end.
I do love when guys get so mad when the manager's approaching them. You know, what are you? Oh, come on.
Me too.
I love that. I love seeing that, man. I love that competitiveness.
What's the worst thing you ever said to a manager when they came out to grab the ball? Did you ever do the full appeal?
No. I've never said anything. Very, very polite. Just hand the ball over, go to the dugout.
Yes, I want to see you get angry. I
want to see it too. I don't get angry.
No, that's
it's
good.
Very hard to make me angry.
That's good. You can do that later, you know, privately think things. But, yeah. But that, I mean, that is that. I think that's the key to, you know, longevity as a pitcher too. You can't get too
lose
high
cool.
or you have
too
to stay
low,
consistent.
Right? And think about that next.
And
start.
The way I look at it too is, if I did poorly, it's on me. So what am I getting angry about? You know, it's it play better, fix it. You know.
Unless it's totally unfair when they're pulling. Unless it's completely
unless it's
unfair.
The umpire. You get angry at an umpire.
I can only imagine you, Ro, getting pulled.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What, are you kidding me?
I would actually do this. I would just hold on the ball. I'd run around the mound. And when you get the ball
leaving.
Back up. It's like a whole thing I would do.
They all have right. other balls, you know, just if, for guys like you, just in case you ever do that.
All right, so now, I mean, you're going to be a big star in this town, Dylan Cease. You're going to be a big star. And let's see, where are you hanging out? Day game on a weekend. You're out on a Saturday night. Where's Dylan Cease going?
I honestly don't know the city at all. I know nothing of the area. So wherever the other guys are hanging out, I'm hoping they invited me.
Okay. I think we're going to...
I'd always tell them you left your wallet at home, too, when it when they come time for the bills. So guys, I don't know the city. I just figured I'd leave everything back in the hotel room.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll show you some things here this year. We'll see. We'll give you the full rope.
I'll ask Twitter. At that
remember
point,
the name
I'll ask
Gibson.
Social media.
All right. Dylan Cease, thanks very much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
for having me. Can't wait to see you on the mountain.